This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just let yourself relax into your breathing. You've already been breathing deeply, but continue to take a few deep breaths. Breathe in, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out. Exhale out any tension, any kind of stress or negativity. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath, as it has no place in your centering yourself into your breathing. Just breathe in the light and exhale out any darkness. Just breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in your chakra centers, and become aware of all of your chakras. All 8 chakra centers in perfect alignment and aligning up the spinal cord with their respective colors, starting at the base of the spine, the first chakra red, the next one moving up orange, yellow at the solar plexus area, blue-green in the heart center. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. The 5th chakra, the throat area, sky blue. The 6th, in the middle of the forehead, the 3rd eye, purple or indigo. And the 7th chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now see all chakras as wheels of energy, wheels of force. And see the energy within those chakras and see it emanating out, and the light themselves or the colors themselves being brilliant, intense, and putting off tremendous amounts of light. And if you're looking at a particular chakra, especially the lower chakras, and they seem somewhat muddied or not brilliant and intense in color, just simply with your mind, change it. Visualize the colors being brilliant and intense and shining outward. For instance, the 3rd chakra, see it as a huge ball of yellow light, a sun, within your 3rd chakra, shining brightly, and each chakra as well. And along with the alignment and the colors, now the spinning of the chakras. See the chakras, each chakra spinning in both directions, both clockwise and counterclockwise. Clockwise, sending energy out from the body, and counterclockwise pulling energy into the etheric body. Always a push-pull kind of thing. So within and so without. Sending energy out, pulling energy in. Now Now put your attention at your high heart center, that magenta center, and your third eye in the middle of your forehead, and energetically connect the two. So send energy from that magenta high heart center up to your sixth chakra, to the third eye, and back down to the high heart center, and around and around and around until a vortex of energy is formed, and your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex. The exit point being right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through the middle of your forehead, looking out through that third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral realm. This is your exit point. You can exit through your third chakra, but it is much safer when you're working in the astral realm to exit out through your third eye. So do that, exit out through your third eye center, and find yourself in a room wherever you are. You, yourself, your conscious knowing self. And see your physical body, either sitting or laying there. And get a sense of movement as you slip up, move up from your physical body. And as you move up, your physical body falls further behind, below you. And continue to move up, continue to rise up. Those of you that know about your Merkaba, simply step into your Merkaba now, your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, and just let yourself feel comfortable, feel at home within your Merkaba. As a small ship, if you will. And once you're in that ship, once you're in your light body, just let yourself move up and feel the energy all around you as you do so. There may be many different colored lights all around you. Feel the vibration around you. Feel the vibration, the lights. The more you can visualize it, but visualize it from the perspective of being inside your Merkaba. You are your light body, and allow yourself to continue to rise up now, higher and higher up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware now of the planets in the solar system, and all of the many millions and millions of ships of all different sizes and shapes and colors that are out here. Get that sense of being a part of something much larger, much, much larger. And then once you have that sense and you see your physical body way down there in the Earth, and you're aware of all of the planets and the ships, now let your vision move out right through the sun, through the solar system sun, out into the galaxy, and all of the solar systems and the suns and the galaxy. Become aware of all of them, and then right through the central sun of the galaxy, and into the many galaxies that exist beyond. Become aware of all of the central suns of all of the galaxies and their solar systems within those galaxies. And you're literally looking at billions and billions of solar systems and galaxies, all the way to the universal central sun. Your visualization, your ability to move within your astral and etheric body, in a moment, or just with simply a thought, with simply a vision, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source. And once there, feel the energy there, the tremendous amounts of energy, the explosions of energy that are here, the vibration that is so high. Where no physical existence can be. Your physical bodies, as you know them now, could not even stand to be anywhere near this. So that is why the energies have been stepped down and down and down, these waves of energy that have been coming from this great central source of the universe, through all of the central suns of the galaxies, and through this central sun of your galaxy, and through the sun of the solar system, and to the Earth, all of these waves of energy are stepped down and stepped down until when they finally hit the Earth, the energies can be withstood by those here on the planet at the vibrational frequency that they are. But as you know, that vibrational frequency on the planet is increasing tremendously, has increased tremendously over the last several decades here, and continues to increase. And humanity continues to be able to hold more and more of that vibration, hold more and more of the light, anchor the light within their astral and etheric bodies, and even into the physical body. And the physical body, at times not being able to handle the energies, having various symptoms come forth. Those of you, the light workers and the warriors, have been feeling these symptoms for some time. But notice how they have diminished greatly. Not all, but much of it has diminished now. And only when there is a particular forceful event that occurs, something that triggers your Schumann resonance. When that happens, your central nervous system at times has difficulty with this. This is why you have experienced certain symptoms lately. But they are becoming less and less. And the more you know about this, the more you can handle these changes to your system. Because your physical body is altering now. Your physical body is taking on more light, able to handle and take more light in. For your high heart center is able to anchor that light more and more. And you have been doing this. So see now, from our perspective, as we look down from our ships and we see the Earth as pristine and in a higher dimension, higher vibrational frequencies, and pure sky, pure blue sky, white fluffy clouds, temperature moderate throughout the planet. That is what we are seeing as we look down from the perspective of a higher vibration and looking at the higher vibration of the Earth, of Gaia herself. then there are those people on the planet that have a different perspective. They have the perspective of the matrix. They have the perspective of a third dimensional illusionary experience. And they still see what they have been programmed to see for some time, for hundreds of thousands of years now. The programming has taken such hold, and it is so difficult for them to let go of. So they see the problems on the planet. They see the negativity. But you now, you, as you are looking down at the earth, see it as we are seeing it. See the beauty. See nature at her finest. Mother Nature doing her miracles everywhere. Feel that energy. You can be at several places at once now. You can be there in your physical body. You can be up here looking down. You can also be down on the earth, touching the water. Feel the energy of the water, wherever you are, whether ocean, river, stream, creek, whatever it might be, lake. Find your favorite place where you go to relax and let go. And feel the energy there. But feel it now at the higher vibrations. Feel it at the highest level that your physical body is able to withstand. And feel the consciousness all around you. For everything is indeed consciousness. Feel it now, all around you. Feel it in you. Feel the consciousness of Gaia herself moving up into you, into your astral and your etheric body. And you'll be taking that back to your physical form. Feel the oneness, the one consciousness, the one in all and the all in one. Feel it, experience it. Be nature herself. Be Gaia herself. Feel as she feels. Experience the oneness of all of creation here on the planet. Feel the love that Mother Gaia has for her children, Mother Gaia has for the animals and the plants, the trees, the forests, the seas. Feel it all now. As you take your focus back to those waves of energy that have been coming in, wave after wave after wave, see that one wave that is still yet approaching, the one that is called the event, the one that will bring the change over to this planet and to this solar system. And see it as it hits the sun of your solar system and creates a tremendous coronal ejection, a flash of energy, a huge flash that is seen from all over this solar system, all of the planets and Earth, everyone on the planet sees this great flash. And with that, the accompanying energy that brings that tsunami of love that has been spoken of, the great tsunami of love, the one final wave that is needed to catapult all that are ready to fully move through their ascension. The catalyst, the one that will bring about the great event and the great changeover. Feel the blissfulness, the blissful feelings, and a huge sense of oneness and higher consciousness that spreads across the planet and brings everything into perspective, into the perspective that we have and that you will also have. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to find your way back to your physical form from wherever you found yourself, but bring that oneness, that higher consciousness, that sense of togetherness of Gaia, that oneness with nature, the blissful feeling. Bring it back in now into your physical form. And let it move through your central nervous system. Feel it moving through your central nervous system as a light, as a bright light that moves from your eighth chakra through your from your soul star chakra all the way down. Down, down, down through all of your chakra centers and all the way down through the first chakra into the earth, through your lower chakras that haven't yet become energized, all the way down to the core of Mother Gaia, and then back up again, back up through your chakras, floating through your soul star chakra all the way back to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source, connecting the center of Earth, the center of Gaia, through you, through your physical, your astral, your etheric body, your causal and your mental bodies, all the way back to the central sun of the universe, connecting you being the anchor, holding the light. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar, and I am here at this time to help you to understand a different perspective than you're used to feeling, than you're used to knowing, because of all of the programming that you have dealt with for so long. Yes, of course, that you volunteered to deal with. You came here for this. You came here to be a part of this expression. But it is time now to look beyond this expression, to look beyond the old programming, to look beyond the matrix and the illusion to see the perspective as we see it. We see only the good in mankind. Yes, there are those forces of darkness, but even those forces of darkness come from the light. And all, at some time, will return to the light. In some way or another, all will return back to the source. So feel that perspective now. See it, visualize it from our point of view. See the perspective of love, perspective of oneness, this perspective of togetherness, the perspective of wholeness. See that perspective. See it from that point of view. See love itself incarnate within each and every life form here on this planet. But not only this planet, but the entire solar system and galaxy that are all moving through this ascension process. All will be affected by this great wave of light, of energy. And you are all being prepared for this. In one way or another, some more fully than others, for you're all moving at the velocity of vibration that you are able to move. You are all moving from the programming that you have come to understand. That much of the population of this planet have come to understand the programming as being real, as being their reality. But there are those of you that have broken away from this. You have awakened from this. You have awakened to the real reality, the reality that is of your own creation. And knowing that you are the creator, you are the one. And yes, you are the Neo from the Matrix. You are the ones that are stepping out from the illusion, from the Matrix. The ones that are going to be able to prove to so many that are ready for their own awakening, you will be able to prove not what you have said is right, not to be able to say, I told you so, for that is of the ego, that is attachment itself, but to be able to show the way, be able to show those that are ready the path that they need to take, the path that is less traveled. That is what you are here to do, to become the masters, the ascended ones, and then to be able to return if you wish, and to assist those who are also in their beginning awakening process, and to show them that perspective that you then have, and that many of you now have at times. But when you have the true perspective all the time, as we do, then you will know without a shadow of a doubt. You will become full believers in that moment that yes, indeed, you are the ascended ones. Now, understand that you have all been there before. You have all done this before. You have been in other systems other galaxies, other planets that were in ascending process. But never before have you been involved in an awakening such as this, where the planet and the people on the planet are all awakening together. Never has this happened in this way before. So this is why it is so much more difficult, it seems, for this awakening to happen, and why it seems to be taking so long. But it is only taking long because you are still in that perspective of the third dimensional illusionary process here, still within the programming. Let go of the programming, move beyond it, reach that higher vibrational perspective, and everything shifts for you and is shifting for you now. For many of you are finding yourselves more and more looking at it from a different perspective, looking at it from a higher perspective. And the more that you can do this, the more that you can free yourselves, free your mind, free yourselves from the programming, letting go of all of the attachments that still tend to hold and bind you to this illusion. Once you are free of all of that, then, my friends, you are ascended. So I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and together that we will all move forward, and together we will all find that higher perspective, that new perspective, that perspective that is beyond the programming, beyond the illusion. When you have done that, there will be no more illusion. There will only be the new reality of your creation. Peace and love be with all of you. I am Ashtar. Om Mani Padme Hum-ma. Om Mani Padme Hum-ma. Om-ma. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and what a perspective that you are moving toward, that you are going to be able to have. And as Ashtar has said, some of you already have at times. But the goal is to have that perspective at all times. And then once you have that full perspective, then you will look at what is happening, just as we look at what is happening on the planet, and we do not become concerned about it. We are concerned for those of you that and those of your brothers and sisters and what they have to go through, but we also know it is a process. We know that they are moving through it at the velocity and the time frame, if you will, the vibration that they need to at that moment and in every given moment. So simply allow it, allow the process to take over, allow the new perspective to be there more and more, and see the earth through that perspective, through those rose-colored glasses, as your saying goes. See it in that way. And if you do that, then everything, and we say everything, will be exactly as it needs to be in the moment. Okay, we are ready for your questions here, if you have them. Would there be any questions here? You can unmute your phones now. Yes? Well, we find then there are no questions. Then, if that is the case, then we will move on. One more time here. Are there any questions?
This is a
Very
question.
Good. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, sorry. So anyway, they suggested that it was Robert Kennedy Jr., and he said people might want to look at the vaccine from another perspective, which is that maybe it could counteract all the what some scientists have termed the junk DNA. So the vaccine might actually solve the problem of the junk DNA, which seems kind of bizarre, because if the vaccination is from the dark, how could it fix something that was also a product of the dark, which was deactivating much of our DNA? Two darks don't make a light, what I'm thinking. So the question is, was it a nefarious suggestion from a usually positive channel?
What we are going to tell you is that there is various properties, we will say, of these particular vaccine program that is ongoing. And there are certainly those from the dark forces, the nefarious forces, the ones that are attempting to continue their depopulation programming that they had set a long time ago and set it into motion at various times. And this is one of those times where they are attempting to do it. This is their final moment. This is their final attempt that they can to maintain control. Because you see, they have known about this ascension for a long, long time. And they have done everything that they can to hold you off from it, to keep you from it, to keep you under their control. So this vaccine is part of that. Now, that is one variation of the vaccine. There are also those that have been tampered with, we will say, by those forces of the light that have attempted to minimize and mitigate the various effects of these vaccines. So there are those as well. But we would say for those of you that are in the awakening here, to not be concerned about this. Again, take it from a different perspective, as Ashtar has given here. Look at it from our perspective, as not of the darkness, but that just that it is. It is what it is here. It is not something to fear. If you bring fear into this, then you are falling right into their trap here, right into their continuing control program. So do not have fear about this. Do not be concerned as to what one particular one has said, whether that one is the one saying it or not. We would not say for you to put too much credence into this at this point, because there are many opinions, many variations of many different perspectives here as we are finding it. So go within yourself. That is always the answer here. Go within yourself. Find the discernment within yourself as to what is right for you, not what is right for others, but what is right for you, because you cannot control what others are doing. And the more you attempt to do that, the more that you are falling right back into their control scheme here. So simply let go, let God, let the forces of light do their thing, do what they can do here, the alliance, all of that, and let the process take its course here. And we will say here that the process that is taking its course is coming closer and closer to a certain culmination, we will say. Shoshana, do you have something to add?
We can share. We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we would like to shed light on this idea of junk DNA. There is no such thing, you see. The term junk DNA is a dark forces term. To make others believe that it is simply junk. The vibration of the word junk means it is not useful, you see. So we will clarify that this DNA is simply unattached. It's disconnected in the physical being, you see, because the physical being has stepped down so dramatically into the third dimensional realm that this DNA is not useful in the third realm, you see. You will not see human beings flying, for example, flying around, bilocating. You will not see this until the being itself rises enough in vibration to reattach its own DNA to match more closely the etheric body, you see. The etheric body contains the perfect image of the DNA that is completely connected, and the physical being will reattach itself as it becomes closer and closer to the vibration of the etheric, you see, of the more spiritual, higher vibratory body, you see. So this has nothing to do with a vaccination. This is completely has to do with the vibratory essence of the being and how the being has traversed on its spiritual journey to move forward in consciousness enough to emulate the DNA of the etheric body. Namaste.
Wonderful. Very good different perspective there. Yes, wonderful. Would there be other questions?
That makes sense. I was going to say that makes sense. It's just they were suggesting that the inoculation could help fix the DNA that wasn't being utilized. But I agree. I understand that we definitely will be using it, if not already.
Yes. Namaste, dear sister.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned just a minute ago the word culmination. We know we're proceeding nicely towards our ascension. Is this the deep state's trying to do everything they can to prevent this? I know that they're not going to be successful, but there's some very intense things like this possible war in Israel and bombing, and of course what they're trying to do with all this vaccination stuff. Basically, I guess the bottom line is there's no way anything horrible is going to happen on their end to halt this.
What we will tell you is that most of what you are seeing on your news broadcast is show. It is not real. What they are showing as a war and this type of thing is not as it appears to be, as what they are wanting it to appear to be. You see, it is the same old, same old, same old programming that they continue to do, to raise the fear, to bring it up. And if those that have that perspective, then they are falling right into that, particular timeline, you see, the timeline that they are attempting to continue to write their own timeline here, if you will. And those of you that are awakened already know about this. You know about the illusion. You know about the matrix. And you are freeing yourself from it more and more. So by perspective here, see it from our perspective. It is simply just a show that they are putting on. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, sweetheart.
We will say that those that engage in war will have war. Those that do not engage in war will have peace. Namaste.
Yes.
Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here?
Greetings, Moses here. I would like to inquire, what is the absolute best thing we could be doing in this group to prepare for this last stretch of ascension? Do you have any particular tip that you see a pattern in this group that we all should be focusing on that could improve our ascension? And also, once we ascend, what can we expect as far as, you know, our physical changes and our changes here on the 3D? Thank you.
First of all, there are no shoes here. So what you are experiencing is what you are already doing is what you need to be doing at this point. You are already in the right place here, in the right moment. And what you are doing each and every Sunday, coming together in this way and allowing us to work with you and to assist you and guide you in this way, is very helpful, not only for you, but also for those that are within within your proximity, and also that you, everything that you put out in your thought processes goes into the quantum field or the universal mind and is then picked up by the rest of the collective humanity here. So what you are doing here every Sunday is very beneficial. Now then, when you come together and your advances, when you do this, even more beneficial, because you are working as a group together for a certain period of time, bringing your energies together, multiplying your energies, and magnifying, the even better word here, magnifying your energies, and being able to put that into the universal mind or quantum field. So you are already doing quite much here. As far as what will occur after your ascension, your physical body will not be as it is now. You will still have a physical body, though. It is somewhat similar to when you pass over in the death process. You still have a body. You still have your astral and etheric body. And for you, that is still a body. It is not a physical three-dimensional body. Now, the difference here is you will be taking this physical body with you, but not as it is now. It will become much more light, much crystallized in terms of your cellular structure. So it will be able to take more and more and more of the light. That is why with this great solar flash, many will not be able to withstand that great solar flash. But you are acclimating to these energies and are working to be able to withstand it even in your physical body, which will also help to transform your physical body in those moments. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Yes, dear sister.
Dear brother, we are here in oneness to unite all light workers of Gaia. That is the mission of this group. And we will say that each individual that participates on this group level must take this to heart, must understand that we are here in oneness to unite. We must not have language of separation. We must not have chaos. We must not have concerns about what one thinks or what another thinks. We must not participate with our egos. We are here to unite, you see. All these other things create separation. So in each moment that we participate as a group to ascend and uplift the consciousness of man, we must think in terms of unity, not of separation, you see. We find there are members that participate in this group that still today have language of separation, you see. We must work all toward eliminating all language, all words of separation, and have in mind what the other person requires, not what we require. When we are completely have in mind what how we can serve the other and not ourselves, we will begin to ascend as a group consciousness. When we continue as individual members of this group to be concerned about our needs met, then we are still working on separation rather than unity, you see. So in every action, in every word, in every thought, each of us must think in terms of unity and uniting. Namaste.
Very good. We take one more question, and then we take email question, if there is one more question.
Yes, there is one more. Oh, who is that?
Yes,
you want to go?
We only take one more here.
All right, we'll let him go then. Who was that?
It's Tom.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was wondering, with the vaccines, with their working, I know that they're supposed to, at least what the dark wants to do, is to kill off a lot of the people of Earth. I'm just wondering, of the people that have been vaccinated already, is that going to happen to them in a couple of years, couple of days? And just wondering if the dark is going to win in that respect.
We have addressed this question several times now, as we find it, both we and Shoshana have, and we still continue to answer it in the same way, that there are various variations of this particular vaccine, and some will have very detrimental effects on those that take it, and some will have very little or no effects of it. It is not something that one can perceive ahead of time as to whether this particular shot or this particular shot will be a fatal one or will lead to fatality or will create great effects, which some are already doing. You are noticing various blood clotting effects and eyesight effects and things of this nature that are occurring. And what you are hearing about certain ones of these particular vaccines from those of the dark forces that are attempting to create the DNA altering here. And what they want to do, they, as we have said, they want to keep you from ascending. This is why they have said everybody in the entire world, one particular one has said this, everyone needs to be vaccinated in the whole entire planet. What folly is that? Now, who would even begin to think in such magnanimous types of thought process here that they could control the entire population of the planet? That one and those that ascribe to this are very much in delusion here that they can be controllers of the entire planet and the entire population of the planet. It will not happen. It cannot happen. So do not be concerned about this any longer, please. Just for yourself, do what you need to do and what you know you need to do, and that is not to take any vaccine, for you have no need of it whatsoever. And continue to, as Ashtar has said, continue to hold a higher perspective on everything here, not to become ensconced again within the third dimensional illusion and therefore the matrix here. Okay, Shoshana?
We agree. Namaste.
Very good. Very good. Then we are done with these questions, and we are ready for an email question. We need to cut this short because this one was having some coughing issues. They have somewhat subsided, though, now as we find it. So then we can take that one other question, the sister here that had a question.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, thank you. So I have heard that on various channelings or whatever, that Gaia has left as is no longer the ensouled being of the planet, and there is another ensouled being, which I heard Huna, and I also heard another name starting with a W. Not that Gaia isn't assisting or whatever, mentoring, but that there is a different being ensouling the planet for it going into fifth dimensional Earth. So I was wondering if this is true, if you can tell us who it is, and would it be helpful for us to also reach out to this one in addition to or instead of Gaia?
We cannot. We cannot say anything about this at this time because there is no reason to. There is no reason to inquire such as this as to whether the one that has been the one ensouling this planet for millions and millions and billions even of years here, as to whether this one is moving on. She is moving on, yes, but not in the way that you are being led to believe here. So this is where you need to use your discernment, no matter where the information is coming, even if it is coming through this one as we are speaking now. Use your discernment and think about how does this matter to your ascension process, whether you know whether this one is who she is or is she becoming something even more so, you see? So in a sense, we have answered that for you, but not directly. You have to think about that. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We will. This is complex, you see. You have proposed a complex situation. We will say that the body of the planet has many lifetimes. The body of this planet has gone through many time cycles, many cycles for the ages. And as a result, there are dimensional shifts occurring where a being that can more fully accommodate the body planet to more specifically help those beings that occupy the planet, it has adopted the body planet to move it in consciousness for those beings that require a less intense experience. Gaia has moved forward, and Gaia watches over this body planet and continues to move it forward in consciousness for those beings that vibrationally connect with Mother Gaia, you see. Other beings that exist on this planet do not connect with Mother Gaia, but will connect with another, if this makes sense. Namaste.
Very good. Very
okay,
good.
Thank you so much.
Then we are ready for your email question here.
Yes, thank you, One Who Serves. The one question is, how do I initiate communication with forces of light above my home? Thank you.
Now, that is a question that many wonder as they step outside of their homes, especially at night, and they look up at the stars and wonder. They look up and they wonder. Wonder, are those stars? And those that have awakened, as you have, wonder, well, which ones of those are ships? And all of this. And when you begin to do that, when one begins to awaken in that sense and looks at the sky in that respect, their perspective changes. And their perspective then becomes not are there ships out there, but which ones could be a ship. And when you have that new perspective, then as you are looking at the sky, something occurs. Something will occur that gives you a glimpse here and there, perhaps a flash of light, a color change, or simply a knowing within yourself that that particular ship that is shining down on you is shining down on you personally. And when that happens, a communication can begin. But of course, it takes you listening to that communication. Doesn't have to be in coming in verbal language. It can be in pictures. It can be showing you a certain object or a picture of some type of communication, telepathic here, you see? And that is how you communicate. You ask, you call, and you wait, and you see. But that is the important thing. You see, you believe. When you believe, then you begin to see. Okay, Shoshana?
We agree. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done with this part. And Shoshana, do you have parting message?
Do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, as Ashtar has said, and we want you to more and more begin to think about this and take this on, this new perspective. It is a new perspective for many of you. See things as we see them. See things as you at higher vibrational frequency, higher dimension, would see them. And as you are doing that, then you are actually doing it in the moment as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Mm.